autumn splendor, cool, brisk air. Trees painting gold, red, and orange leaves against an impossibly clear blue sky. Red, sweet apples bursting with life and flavor. Dark green zucchinis, shiny red tomatoes, and bright orange pumpkins everywhere. What could be a better representation of accomplishments than nature at harvest time? After months of nurturing, growing, and tending, it's time to reap the harvest. At this time, nature bedecks herself in, some say, her most gorgeous array, as if in celebration of her own accomplishments. So it is with us, isn't it? After working hard, planning every detail, making corrections and adjustments, redoing, assessing, and tweaking, we might feel a justified sense of pride. We'd like people to see what we've done and to praise both the finished product and our careful efforts in creating it. Even though we know what we've done is worthy, somehow it feels more real if there is some sort of public acknowledgement, whether formal or informal. Our Autumn Splendor Fairy is a subtle but potent representation of pride following a job well done. With their red and orange hues, her richly colored garments exude energy, vitality, passion, focus, and harvest. The leaves in her hair indicate that her actions and accomplishments are in her thoughts. She is very conscious of them. The spirals adorning her and the background are signs that everything is and has gone with the flow of nature, that everything is just as it should be. The tiny crescent near her eye is not quite full. A little something is still lacking. Perhaps she wants external acknowledgement. But notice she's not overly seeking it. She looks rather shyly over her shoulder, unwilling to demand or ask for a compliment, but nonetheless hoping that anyone seeing her splendor will indeed say something pleasant. The oracle message is, your splendor is showing. You have accomplished something wonderful, and you are understandably proud, and you should be. But the act of accomplishment isn't the focus here. With this card, you're being asked about how you react afterwards. Do you want recognition? Are you getting it? In particular, are you getting it from the person, people, or institution that matters most to you? Are you responding graciously to any acknowledgement? Or, on a less pleasant note, are you demanding attention? Don't ruin a perfectly splendid achievement by draping it with arrogance. Surround it instead with the sparkle of grace and quiet, confident pride. And there is a ritual and a few words that go with this, which will be available on Ravenhawk's podcast. Please join me there for those.